Good evening.
Hi, Diana.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Hi, DJ.
Hi.
Hi, DJ.
Nice to see you. Hey, you're not on the move today. You're stationary.
No.
For the moment, anyway.
Yeah.
Phone ending in 3263. Is that Cynthia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's me. I'm going to give you a name here.
Yes.
There we go.
Mr. Lateef, hi. I think Tim sends his regrets. He's got a conflict at work, but I think Dennis is going to try to join us.
Mm. Oh, we have four anyway. We're okay.
Well, hopefully we get one or two members of the public.
Okay.
That would be nice. Not quite time.
No, I'm watching the waiting room.
Yeah. Anybody in the waiting room?
Mm-mm.
No.
I even had PD share the meeting since they have the most followers. But
yeah. Any concerns or calls or anything, Wendy? Complaints? Nothing?
No, there was one comment on one of the Facebook shares about addiction. So I don't think they knew what ADA was.
That might be
addiction. I'm sorry.
It might be a good point to put it on the city webpage in a, you know, more of a explanatory fashion, you know, solicit comments, but I don't know. That would be what, Joseph's territory, huh?
Well, this is an introduction to the project, and they'll the consultant will take you through the process. I believe there's points along the way where they'll take feedback on the draft report.
Okay. All righty, let's see.
I'm a little bug. Where are you going, little bug?
Yep.
We have one more joining. Moises?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, there's Mrs.
Yeah, let's just give it a moment. Just 3:30.
Tim made it from his car.
What? Either that or he's hiding out in the parking lot. Say, hey, Santa.
It's me. I don't know how to change it in my profile. It won't let me. I change it every time, and it does that to me every time. Anyway.
Okay. And then Dennis was hoping to join us, too. So
I'm going to be here, but I'm going to be but you won't see me a whole lot. So, but I'm listening.
All righty. Are you on the move?
I will be. I have to go to one campus and drop some off to something else. And no. So anyway, yeah, I'm moving, but it's all right. Fine.
All righty.
Sound like me.
Exactly. Don't stop. I want the grass to grow underneath my feet.
Yeah.
Okay, Dennis is looking for the login, so maybe somebody could send him the link again. Diana or Wendy?
Yeah, Diana's not here today. Let me
send him the quick link.
Mm-hmm.
A link a week before is easy to lose. Hold on.
It's almost worth just getting the day of.
Okay.
There he is.
Okay. Hey, Dennis, you made it. Lock the door. All right, can we have a call to order, please? 334. And roll call.
We're all here. Cynthia Ortegon. Cynthia, are you here?
Oh, my meeting is on.
I'm sorry. I was mute. Yes, I'm here.
Dennis Smith.
Barely here.
Tim Riche.
Yes, ma'am.
Muhammad Latif. Mr. Latif is here.
Yes.
Diana Robbins.
Here.
Just checking my waiting room. Gabriela Salazar is absent. No, Gabriel Gonzalez is absent. And then Chairperson Becker.
Here.
I am here.
All right. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Public comment. Is there anyone wishing to make a public comment? Perhaps I should just read this anyway. This meeting will be conducted. Provision to the, let's see. Okay. Can't find it. Where's the public comment?
I can read
top
that.
Top of page two.
Yeah. Top of page two, okay. Glasses would help. The first 15 minutes of the meeting are reserved for members of the public to address the advisory council on items which are within the matter jurisdiction of the council. Speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes. Speakers will be asked, but not required, to identify themselves and state the subject of the comment. If the subject is an item on the agenda, the chairperson has the option of asking the speaker to hold the comment until that item is called. Comments list on items listed on a public hearing on the agenda should be held until the hearing is opened. The council is prohibited by law from taking any action on matters discussed that are not on the agenda, and no adverse conclusion should be drawn if the council does not respond to public comment at this time. Do we have anyone wishing to make a public comment? Seeing none, we'll close public comment period. Do we have any guests that wish to be recognized for the record? Okay, seeing none. Okay, so the next item on the agenda. Approval of the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes? Any changes? And do I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I move that we accept the minutes as presented to the
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes unanimously. Do we need a roll call?
Technically, yes. So here we go. Cynthia Ortegon?
Yes.
Tim Riche?
Tim?
I'm sorry, it wouldn't let me click over. Yes.
Muhammad Latif?
Yes.
Dennis Smith?
Yes.
Diana Robbins?
Yes.
Chairperson Becker?
Yes.
And then Gabrielle Gonzalez is absent.
Okay. Moving on to item number two, City of Madera Self-Evaluation and Transition Plan Project, Sally Swanson, Architects. Welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone. Wendy, I'm gonna share my screen. I guess I can do that, right? Okay. We're gonna have a little video presentation and go over a approach to develop the ADA transition plan for the city. Let me know if you will be able to see my screen. Thank you. everyone have problems seeing my presentation?
I can see
the photos, yes.
Yeah, I can see it.
Oh, okay. So let's begin, I guess. Good afternoon, everyone. We would like, first of all, thank the Madeira ADA Advisory Council for giving Sally Swanson Architect the opportunity to share our approach in preparing the City of Madeira ADA Self-Evaluation and Transition Plan. This is our first of two public workshops. The purpose of today's presentation is to discuss the general application or requirement under the Title II of ADA and inform the current process it's happening generally and what it entails. Once the evaluation are complete, there will be opportunity to review the upcoming draft transition plan report and participate on the second virtual or in-person workshop to share or discuss your important comments or feedbacks. Our agenda today includes a team introduction, a brief overview video of ADA self-evaluation and transition plan, followed by another video on public rights-of-way inventory assessment, including tools and technique, as well as the overall project timeline. And there will be time to address your important question at the end of our presentations. And here are the leading member of the project. We would like to start with Wendy, Director of HR and City Designated Project Manager, who oversee the project. And thank you, Wendy. And Sally Swanson, our CEO, principal in charge, who is unfortunately can't be here today due to prior commitment. And myself, Sal Chan, and I'm an assigned project manager from SSA. And also with us today from SSA, we have Josh, our ADA policy specialist, and Brandon, our GIS database specialist. So on the next slide, I will be playing a video about a general brief overview of the transition plan and its process.
Can you hold on just 1 second, please?
Sure.
Cynthia is trying to dial back in so she can see the presentation. She has kind of been the moving force behind this plan update. I know it's very important to her. Cynthia, she is. Are you in? Cynthia? There you are. Okay, can you see the screen? You're on mute. Okay, I think we're good to go. Are you ready, Cynthia?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, you didn't have
okay.
to wait.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
Sorry. Right.
Welcome to this brief overview of the Americans with Disabilities Act Title II Transition Plan and Self-Evaluation Process. A required evaluative process for all Title II public entities such as cities, counties, and universities. The Americans with Disabilities Act is a federal law that provides civil rights protections to individuals with disabilities, prohibits discrimination on the basis of disability, and, under Title II of the ADA, requires equal access to a public entity's programs, services, and activities. Additionally, Title II of the ADA requires public entities to provide and maintain accessible features in publicly controlled built environments. The goal of Title II's evaluative process is to create and support an inclusive community, ensure the accessibility of a public entity's programs, services, and activities, ensure better, more effective communications, and plan for improved infrastructure and facilities. A transition plan is essentially the evaluation of the built environment to identify architectural barriers and hazards. The self-evaluation is a review of all programs, activities, and services offered by the public entity. Following the evaluation of the built environment and self-evaluation, a plan and path forward is created and presented for public comment. Additionally, the public entity ensures it has an ADA coordinator, if one is not already in place, to oversee the plan's implementation. Here's a brief look at how facility environments are conducted. We start at the exterior site arrival points. Next, we examine interior spaces that support program functions. Finally, we look at staff-only areas. The self-evaluation examines the accessibility of a public entity's programs, services, and activities. The self-evaluation is primarily conducted through digital surveys. Surveys are designed to examine the accessibility of the programs, services, and activities administered by each of the public entity's units or departments, for example, human resources, public works, and information technology. Your participation in the development of the self-evaluation and transition plan is an important piece of this process. Public engagement allows for your meaningful input, ensures that those who are directly affected by this work have a voice, and empowers your community to be heard. There are many ways the public can provide input following the transition plan and self-evaluation. These methods typically include through a website, a Google form, or even leaving a phone message. Thank you for your interest in this process, and we look forward to your participation.
So the next video, I'll be sharing the process of how we conduct assessment on public rights of way.
Here are some typical tools and techniques used at Sally Swanson Architects. We survey curb ramps using tape measures and levels. We survey pedestrian signals, including height and button pressure measurement. We will take an inventory of signs and stoplights. For sidewalks, we use a device called a profiler. The profiler captures different types of data. It captures cross slope and running slope. It will also collect vertical changes such as heavings. We will note width restrictions and height obstructions. We also provide GIS services, which can include sidewalk barriers, curb ramps, and other features we collect in a geospatial data set. This can be integrated into online platforms as well.
Right, the next slide shows the project overall schedule. The project officially starts on May this year, and we anticipate completing the entire project by end of May 2022. The highlighted our proposed timeline for the public workshop, and the second public engagement period is scheduled to begin at the end of February 2022, when the draft transition plan is completed. This concludes our presentation. If there are any questions about our presentation, we would be happy to answer them right now. Thank you.
Boy, you guys are going to be busy. I really like the profiler device. That's going to be very, very helpful. So this is taking an entire year?
Yes, from start to finish. Okay. And we currently in the process of doing the physical evaluation, as well as reviewing the city policy and practice on programs and service that city provide.
And then what's the plan to, what area is the plan to start? Do we have an area working out from lateral streets or?
I mean, the assessment is for the entire city, so.
Okay. Yes. Is there a priority area to start? You start around City Hall or Main Streets, or where's the start point?
Shao, if I may. So we started downtown near City Hall and then kind of sort of radiated outward from there, with the focus being on kind of higher areas of pedestrian traffic and then working our way out to more, further out streets and intersections.
Okay. And then does this include businesses? So from the sidewalk to the access point of a business?
So it's just a sidewalk that runs along the public rights of way, so along the road. So it won't be the sidewalk that goes into the business, but just anything that runs along the road.
But it does include public buildings?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be city and county buildings, churches, movie theaters, what, just city and county buildings?
Just city.
Okay. The county building is...
This is the city's self-evaluation. If the county were to do one, theirs would assess their facilities.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions, comments? Cynthia?
Public Works is doing some improvements in areas that you might have already gone over and recorded. How is that stuff going to get updated in your system? Are you working together closely with Public Works to make sure those projects are noted in your plan?
So they'll know what they find when they go through it. We do have some of the preliminary reports just to give Public Works an idea of what's in the reports, as well as maybe where to start with their CDBG grant. So they're doing projects that are ADA related. So we'll keep track of those for the city. And then if they're in the report that we receive, we'll mark those as complete at that time. But it's one of those where we're kind of simultaneously still doing the study, but starting to make some of the improvements. So it'll be on the city, Public Works, to keep track of where they make those changes.
Okay, great, thank you.
I think Dan Foss said that the city or Public Works had initiated their own review for the Public Works Department. I just wanna be sure, I don't know if it's duplicative or if it affects one study affects the other.
I think this is the study he's referring to because he knows that we're mapping and he's okay. Been receiving some of the preliminary information. So it's probably the same one.
Okay. And then how do we plan to get this information to the city residents? What's the advertising plan?
Are you talking about feedback before the final plan is published or after the fact?
Okay, are we advertising this as in progress to residents so they can contribute now? Okay.
So Shao, can you speak to what the process is for public input, maybe on prioritizing and finalizing the project?
Yes, Wendy. So right now we're still in the process of gathering all the finding. And once we finish the data collection, we're gonna turn those data into report along with a recommendation and assign priority and severity to the identified barrier. And also work closely with the city based on their timeline project or available funding to assign, to develop a implementation plan, how the city will move forward to mitigate those barriers. And the transition plan typically is a living document. We call it a living document. So mm-hmm. So it's a continual effort that the city will put on. And initially we will develop that initial draft implementation plan. That's when we will start to engage the public to understand what's their priority. And if there's an area that needs to be more focused on, then we will work with the city and based on city's available resources, then we develop an initial plan for the public to review at that second workshop engagement period, which is about 30 days. At those periods, we will we would talk to Wendy and the city how we can post the draft report and receive comment from the public.
So. And what time frame do you anticipate that being?
We anticipate the draft transition plan will be ready by end of February next year. So from there, we will start talking about plan with Wendy right now and okay. See what's the best method or media channel to share that document. But once we have a solid plan in place, then once we complete the plan, we will post the latest is by end of February next year. And from there, there's about a month of period for the public to provide their comment and feedback and also participate in the workshop if they want to attend.
Okay. And yeah. So this has already started in May of this year?
Yes, yes. The physical survey is started. We contracted with the city and this whole process started on May this year, correct?
Okay.
And we are making significant progress on the physical assessment. And we'll be working together with Wendy on, like you mentioned earlier, if there's a project that city has on the pipeline, we will give those a preliminary report for Wendy to use or her team to use, so they can look at what are the barrier and then how to prevent those barrier happen again. So we've been working concurrently on some of the project.
Okay, I don't know if this would be the time to interject this question, but I've long had a concern about the access doors at City Finance. Is it Finance, Wendy, or is it called the utility billing? What do you call that?
It's the finance area of City Hall.
Right, okay. Mr. Chen, there's always been, in my opinion, a barrier because there's two heavy glass doors that have to be opened outward.
Mm-hmm.
And I've long been an advocate for just the sliding doors, motion activated sliding doors there. Is that something that you're assessing? I mean, what's the plan for that?
Yes, if it's within the path of travel, let's say that's a main entrance door, we will typically measure, make sure you have the proper width first, so people with wheelchair or with different kind of disability,
okay,
maybe at least they can be able to maneuvering around and then make sure there's a landing, proper landing.
Uh-huh.
And on top of that, just like you mentioned, we also will measure the opening force of the door sometimes it's problematic even for regular, able body. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. So yeah, typically it's a 5 pound max. So if it's on our report and call as a barrier, then we will typically recommend solution, either adjust the closer, or if you like to look into a solution like putting a power door, such as a sliding power door, that may be beneficial moving forward, then we can further discuss those solutions, with Wendy and her team, whether on certain area that whether or not that will be a good mitigation effort, method. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you. That's it's long been an observation of mine, shall we say.
Yeah, definitely. I we are making notes on, that's why we want your feedback. If that's something that we should look into as a solution, then we that's what we need to document.
Okay.
When we propose preliminary solution, how to mitigate those barriers.
And, and also, this is Cynthia, and also the slope of that ramp going up to those doors too. That would be something to definitely check on too.
Yes, definitely. If it doesn't have a power, power door operator less than 5%, then the code required to have a flat level landings. Yeah, if it's a barrier, we definitely our CAS surveyor inspector will definitely record that.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else have any comments or questions, suggestions? Now's your opportunity. let me check my long list of things here. There are crosswalk lights that are self-activated in front of Lincoln Elementary School that don't seem to be functioning. I don't know if that's an issue for this situation or maybe Public Works right away, something to get that taken care of.
You said in front of Lincoln?
Lincoln School, yeah, Sunset and Liberty Lane.
Like, are they like flashing yellow lights on the crosswalk or?
Right, they're activated by a button and they're embedded in the pavement. And I think they're basically just worn out and the button doesn't work properly on the west or on the south side.
Okay, so I'll let Public Works and Engineering know. One of them would be the project lead.
Okay. And the pole structures or the pole pressure on the bathroom doors in the City Hall building is another item that I've had long on my list. So I think that's everything for this round. Anyone else? Cynthia, Dennis, Diana, Mr. Lateef?
Yeah, I was thinking from Chenor to Gateway, they are the white stripes that are go very nominal. It means it cannot see when somebody driving. I don't know what department, Public Works or what. So if they can repaint it, please.
What street is this?
From Chenor to West to Gateway, across to, it mean outside of the Walmart and Walgreens.
Oh, okay. All right.
Chevron and near to freeway. It cannot be visible.
In the crosswalks, you're mentioning crosswalks?
No, the whole.
The whole thing. Okay. All right. Well, we can discuss that. Anything else?
When driving, it cannot see it.
Okay.
Going old.
Okay. Tim, have you got anything?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Well, I think that's everything, Wendy. Do we want to conclude this part of the meeting? And thank everyone, thank the consultants from the architects for helping us out with this. It's been long awaited and we're eager to see the results.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, and thank you, Cynthia, for staying on top of this.
It just makes me wonder what the county's doing too, since Wendy mentioned the county.
One thing at a time, please.
I know.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
I've got a couple other items to proceed with here. So I think we'll move on to items number 3, advisory council reports, announcements, requests for future agenda items.
This is Cynthia. I know Wendy or Dennis were probably going to talk about, but we're going to be in the fair. When Dennis and I will be on the fair on the 25th.
In the fair or the parade?
I'm sorry, the parade.
Okay.
We're number 144, if anyone's interested to join us. Otherwise, if you can, just come out and watch us on the street and just wave or something.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. I have a couple of questions. Just going through previous minutes and notes, we had discussed the addition of the senior nutrition program in a city newsletter. Wendy, I don't know if that's on your list or just mine.
So right now we are still going back and forth with FMAAA, the funding source, to kind of figure out what's going on and what we can reopen with COVID. Because obviously we don't want to put out information right now that's not accurate.
Right. Yeah.
So I believe it was this week or next, Arnaldo actually had the city manager has a meeting with them to sort of wrap our heads around what we can actually be doing right now.
And that's Fresno
Madeira Agency on Aging.
Aging for everyone. Okay. We had been advocating to put a city, put something in the newsletter to let seniors know that this was available, because I think that's an area where we could outreach. And then I had a concern. I've been discussing the power wheelchairs with Walmart. They always seem to be broken or not charged, battery issues, and they only appear to have a couple of those. So I was going to get with Diana and draft a letter to corporate at Walmart and just suggest that, you know, they take a look at that, if that's okay with you, Wendy.
It's okay with me, but I don't count. It's the other members of your advisory council. As long as they give you a thumbs up, we can go that route.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. Up, down, up.
Okay, where's Tim? Thumbs up, Tim. More carts for electric carts for Walmart.
Yay. Sure. How about they just put some food in their store? That would be good.
There's donuts, Cynthia.
Donuts. Good.
Or water or everything else that's an issue over there, but don't get me started. Let's just start on doubling the cart count and getting what they have repaired, because I've seen the times I do brave that place, I've seen people sitting in the front area waiting, you know, handicapped people waiting, and they're still waiting when I'm out the way out the door. So,
yeah.
Any progress on the bus routes on Schnoor and National?
I have not heard an update, but I can ask for one. Would you like that at your next meeting?
Yeah, just a progress, just some kind of a progress thing. So these I don't think they know we're going to forget about them. But, and then I wanted to discuss the pre-holiday Save the Space campaign on Facebook, since we have money in the budget. I don't know that we determined that, so I don't know if we need to put that on the next agenda for November, you know, for October, so that we can plan it for November or December, pre-holiday.
Where we left it was you and Tim were going to get together on exactly what that campaign was going to include. So if you guys want to do that before the next meeting, you could bring back the recommendation.
Okay, I think
does that work?
We were talking about geotagging. That's what it was. We have the campaign. The one the PD did before is perfect. That seemed to work really well, and it was affordable. So I think Tim and I are just going to, Tim's going to figure out the geotagging stuff and let me know.
All right. Yeah. Right, let's shoot me a call tomorrow. Tomorrow's a pretty good day if you're free tomorrow. Sometime okay. Midday, shoot me a call.
On geotagging? Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. And then I think Dennis was going to provide the name of the contractor for the flags, my preferred flags that are a little more functional. Did you have a chance to do that, Dennis?
I have not. I will. I'm sure that they're available other places than from me. So I will look into that and get to Wendy with that information.
Maybe your distributor that you got them from?
Well, my distributor, you kind of have to be set up with them. It's like Ace or True Value.
Okay. Because I checked online and they don't appear to sell from the manufacturer.
Well, yeah, manufacturers always use some kind of distributor.
Okay, so I can get that information. I think I sent you that information, Wendy, but I'll resend it again just to...
I'd be shocked if not on Amazon.
Really? Okay. I did not look there. And then Wendy, I did speak with Arnaldo at length a couple of weeks ago, and just for notice, we did discuss the sliding doors on the utility billing area. And he mentioned that because the building was being updated, that might be a good opportunity to go ahead and do that. So hopefully, you know, that's something that's still on his list. So with the roofing improvements and the AC and the other updates that were happening. Crosswalk lights, and I think that's everything. I'm also in receipt of Diana's letter to the tax assessor, and it fell off my list. So I'm going to revisit that for the type, style, and size of the contrast for the assessor's bills. So I haven't forgotten about that. I've got it written down.
The handle going into the council chambers has, I don't know if it's been changed yet, but it's round. It's hard, it needs to be changed to a handle.
Yeah, there's a lot of little things. So Cynthia, maybe you can, just kind of snap pictures of things you see and we'll get it in the, at least in the hopper. And then can I get a picture or a copy of the slide with the calendar that Mr. Chen shared? I'll print that out.
Yeah, yes. I have the project timeline. You'll have to zoom in, but it's a PDF, so you can make it as big or small as you want.
Uh-oh, is it printable for a file?
Yeah, it's PDF.
PDF is printable, it's just it's going to be very tiny when it's all on one page.
Is there any way we can print that one slide, Mr. Chen?
Yes, I can. Okay. I will get a PDF of that one slide. I actually make it bigger for the purpose of this meeting. Okay. So I think, Wendy, I will send it to you after the meeting.
Yeah. And Mr. Chen, we also have discussed at length readability issues, font size of materials, and contrast for a residence. So that's also been an issue that, we have some longstanding concerns about improving. So if you could just possibly, jot that down.
Yeah, yes, part of the self-evaluation review process, we're also looking into, website, type of font, color, mm-hmm. and those non-physical assessment as well. So that's part of the assessment. Yeah.
The website is generally great.
Okay.
It's just some of the printed materials and then, slide decks and, eight and 10 point type finance billing, the water bills, that kind of thing.
Got it. All right. I will definitely share with Josh on that. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Cynthia, anything else? No? All right.
No, I'm good. No, thanks.
Okay. I think that anyone else have items that they'd like to discuss for next time? Dennis?
Yes. The parade on Saturday. Okay. I'm not 100% sure I'll have the car running. If it's okay with Cynthia and everybody else, I may be substituting the car with something else.
That's fine, Dennis.
I honestly haven't even seen it in 2 years.
That's fine, Dennis.
You're asking about the signs. You don't have the signs, or you do, Wendy?
They are hiding at the moment, but I can get one by...
Are we talking about...
Yeah, the magnets and the big sign.
The magnetic signs.
But I can get them by Friday.
We don't need the big sign. We just need the magnet signs.
The ones that are on the car in this picture.
Yeah.
Okay. They may still be in the car.
It's okay. I can. They're not much.
I thought I brought them back to you, but they may still be in the car.
There were some file cabinets that got moved around and some cleaning out within some other departments that had shared space. And so I have a feeling they're somewhere, but I can get them relatively cheap new ones by Friday. So we'll have them for Saturday.
When's the parade?
Saturday.
Yikes. All right.
We're good.
Better start that car, Dennis.
I know.
He's going to bring us Tesla.
Yeah, the magnetic won't stick to the plastic.
Well, I hope everyone has fun at the parade.
That old Thunderbird is cast iron from tip to toe.
Yeah. You got to start them once a year at least. Diana, anything we can address for you? Diana?
I think she's there.
Yeah.
No, it's nothing okay. You can address to me. I'm good.
Okay. Anything for next? Anyone with any agenda items for next time? All right. Seeing none, we're going to adjourn the meeting at 4:14. Oh, Mr. Lateef, go ahead.
Yeah. Can I? I apologize. Can I speak after meeting to Wendy? After meeting.
Okay. After meeting. All righty. Well, that will be directly. So you have her number, right? So.
Oh, not on this time.
Well, maybe she can. If she can hang around, we can all exit.
1 second.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's up to her.
Okay.
All right. So meeting adjourned at 4:15. Thank you, right. Everyone.
Thank you,
everybody. Bye bye.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.